This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamics Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Cameron Miller.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the region champion head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Coach, start off, congratulations, region champions. You guys went out and took care of business Friday night, beating South Effingham with a wonderful 46-19 score. How does it feel to bring that title back to this wonderful program of Brunswick High?
Yeah, it feels great. You know, all the hard work that our kids have put in, our coaches have put in, and, you know, we went out and took care of business like we needed to Friday night, you know, and then we got a little bit of help from Effingham. They beat Statesboro up in a overtime game, you know, really close game, really competitive game. But, yeah, it feels good that, you know, back-to-back region champs, and these guys have really worked hard and started back in January, putting in a lot of work in the off season, and then all the way through the summertime, through spring football, and then now until fall. And, you know, we played 10 games, and, you know, we're heading into the playoffs, and it was really important to get that number one seed.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's even better to have it because, you know, first round, you got bye week, first round home, second round home. Like, it's ideal scenario is the word I'll say. But we'll get kind of into the region picture here in a little bit. I kind of want to – let's go over the game last week first. Big-time performance, obviously. What stood out to you the most about how your team performed with all the pressure, this everything that was at stake for them to go out and win that game, even though it wasn't all – in your control, just still to make it not matter? Like, you know, get out there. Step one is get the win. Step two is, you know, Statesboro and Effingham. That's separate. But what was your biggest standout for them going out and making sure that step one of that process was taken care of?
I mean, we got to control what we can control. And that was the game Friday night, you know, against South Effingham. I thought we came out to a fast start. We were clicking in all three phases of the game. You know, our kicking game was on point. We were aggressive in some aspects of onside kick or pooch kicks, trying to steal possession. But we had to do that because of some injuries that we were dealt with, and we had to, you know, come up with a good game plan for that, and our kids executed it. And then, you know, offensively and defensively doing what we're coached to do. You know, I thought the execution was great in the first half. And then the second half just went by so fast with the running clock, and you know, we tried to substitute some guys in, but our guys really went out that first half and really executed everything that we wanted to do. We needed a little bit of work on some onside kicks, recovering them. We did have two that South Effingham got, and they stole two possessions back. So we've got to do a really good job of keying in on those things, and those are things we can get better. And then also with the personal fouls, we've got to make sure we keep our composure. We've got to make sure that after a score, let's come to the sideline. Let's celebrate with our teammates. Let's not be selfish in any aspect and, you know, put somebody else in a bad situation. That puts the 15 yards, you know, after a touchdown or after a big play, puts the other side of the, you know, unit in a bad spot, whether it's kickoff return, whether it's kickoff, whether it's, you know, defense, offense. We got to make sure that we limit those mistakes.
Yeah, it's one of those parts that, you know, especially it's going to be nice to have that extra week this week so you can really, you know, kind of dial things in to the standards that you'd like them to before getting into the big boy of, you know, playoffs. Real quick, just before we get to this next question, I did want to remind everyone that this is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So offensively, they seem to find the rhythm pretty early in the game, and it just kind of never really looked back. What did you like about the way that it was executed?
I mean, one of the things that sticks out in my mind is just the balance that we had on offense, and our offense line was firing off the football and getting good movement up front, you know, provided a lot of running lanes for our running backs. And even in pass pro, they did a really good job picking up some twists up on the front. You know, south of Am, they try to create some pressure with some blitzes and twists, but our guys did a really good job of the communication and really working hard in the pocket. And then, you know, just everybody doing what they're supposed to do, doing what they're coached to do. Grant had another great night. You know, he was perfect, 13 for 13. Yeah. So he made some really good decisions and with the football. And then our receivers, when they got the ball in their hands, they made plays. And, you know, Josiah Gibbons, Nigel Gardner, you know, Waseem Murray, Hezzy Kant, Israel Henry, Dontre Butler. I know there's some more guys that touched the ball the other night that are getting involved. And, you know, with those guys clicking like that, you know, we just got to take it one play at a time.
Yeah, and you really can't – I mean, you can, but when you get something like that in the offense performing the way it did, just seem, you know, seamless execution, it seemed, against a pretty well-rounded team, it's good to, like, have that going into, you know, a bye week and then state playoffs because, I mean, they've just gotten better every week. They're playing – their chemistry is definitely, like, they're – the way that they're able to play off each other and just get the ball where it needs to be. And you talk about Grant. Grant is just progressing week by week into, I would say, probably, if not the best, one of the best quarterbacks in the region. And even, you know, into the playoffs, he's going to have some good games and some eyes on him. And I'm really excited to see the progression of that entire offense throughout the rest of the season. But, you know, you take it to defensive side. You know, even they stepped up, made some key stops when it had to happen. How important is that in the aspect of, you know, making sure the offense can maintain the momentum to keep putting up those points and finishing the drive strong?
Yeah, defense played well the other night. You know, a guy that sticks out is Chosen Owens. He really controlled the line of scrimmage. Had a bunch of tackles, tackles for loss in the backfield. Marquis Hughes had tackles, three tackles for a loss, two sacks. I thought those guys really stood out. Adrian Verland and Braylon Johnson really did a good job of stopping the run in the middle as well. You know, and then we just got to get off the field on some third downs and, you know, not give any offense any hope, you know, to extend plays or extend drives. But they did a really good job of playing, you know, against a really, you know, improved South Effingham team. They wanted to establish the run and control the clock, and our guys did a really good job of making them punt and you know, getting off the field on third down.
Yeah, getting the offense back. You know, it was a really good, you know, well-rounded play of game, and couldn't have turned out better. I mean, everything that had to happen happened, and, you know, just to have – it wasn't like, you know, it was a close one either. You got the big win, which then led into – you know, going back and figuring out who won the other game, it's a good build up into what's going to come. And what is going to come, we're going to get into in just a second. But right now, we're going to have more to come on this Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marston Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia, at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Lou Saab, Kia of Brunswick. All right. You know, we talked about the game. I really want to get into the aspect of how the region championship came about. The race, it came right down to the wire. Brunswick, Effingham, Statesboro, all, you know, right there in the mix. What was it like knowing the championship hopes not only depended on the execution of y'all's game, but also that game and how it ended to, you know, decide the fate of region champion or not?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we had to take care of, you know, our game versus South Effingham, not be scoreboard watching, worried about, you know, what the score is till after our game was over. So, you know, once our game was over and then, you know, they're playing Effingham and Statesboro, it's kind of a rivalry game. They played in Statesboro. And, you know, when we were getting on the bus, you know, I think one of the coaches or the kids had the game up on NFHS and they were watching it. And Effingham was up, you know, they were up 29-14 or something like that. And, you know, we're riding back to the field house from the stadium. And in a matter of that time, Statesboro had tied up the game and it was either 29-29. And then as we turn on Habersham, Statesboro goes ahead and, you know, they go ahead and I think miss the extra point and, you know, tie it up, you know, that was to go for it. And so then as we're about to walk in the field house and get off the bus, Effingham scores and goes to kick the extra point to win the game in regulation and they miss it. So it's a tie ball game still and it's going into overtime.
I'd love to know the reaction of like what was just going on during that.
Or either Statesboro went for two, I think it was, and didn't get it. And that's what it left it tied at that time or something. I can't remember the whole sequence of it, but I know that when we were getting off the bus, the game was tied and it was going into overtime. Effingham had just missed the extra point to win it in regulation. So our kids ran off the bus. they put their stuff up, you know, and then sat in the team room and they watched the whole overtime. Statesboro gets the ball first, they score, and they miss the extra point, I believe, in overtime. I don't
remember how the sequence of the last little bits went down, but
and then you know, Effingham gets the ball, they score, and then they kick the extra point to win. You know, what was it,
42-41. Yeah.
So, I mean, it came down to the wire, went to overtime. I know both teams were, you know, really playing hard. And, you know, like I said, it's a rivalry game for those guys. They're so close in proximity. But, yeah, I mean, really, really glad to see that happen, you know, and us get the one seed. That's very important right now.
Yeah, and, you know, we can say it now. That is the biggest group of Effingham supporters that you would probably ever see sitting in that locker room after that, watching the end of that game, just hoping that it pulls out, and it sure did, and it worked perfectly. The script fell into play, everything that had to happen, step one, step two, and it just made it a little more exciting to have step two go to overtime. But, you know, after all that, you still finish 8-2 overall and 7-1 in the region. How proud are you of this team's resilience to battle through the ups, the downs, the every game, and still at the end of the season came out on top and ready to move into the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm speaking, you know, from not only myself but the coaching staff, and very proud of this team, you know, and very proud of our coaching staff, you know, where we started at the beginning of the season to where we're at now, the growth that the team has made, our coaching staff has made in preparing our guys. And, you know, and I still think our best football is in front of us. I think that we still haven't played a complete game, you know, maybe since the Effingham game. That was almost a complete game that we played, but we still got mistakes that we can fix. There's still little things that we can fix and tweak that we can make sure that our team is prepared. And if we execute those things, I think our best football can still be played. And, you know, that's something our guys got to realize heading into the playoffs. Round one, we got a team coming down here who's got the one of the top leading rushers in the state, mm-hmm. You know, really good running back. Yes, do they got to make the trip down to Glenn County Stadium? Yes. But we've got to be prepared, and we've got to make sure that, you know, we're playing our best football right now, because it's win or go home.
Yeah.
And our guys got to understand that. So I told them that we'll keep playing as long as they want to, and they got to come ready to practice every single day. You know, there's not any guarantees. You're guaranteed 1 week at a time, and that's only if you win. So.
Yeah. I mean, you're guaranteed the next 2 weeks. That's one thing that's a guarantee. You got this week, which is a bye week.
Correct.
Which we're going to talk about a little bit here in a second, and then you got the game. Anything after that is basically just based on how bad they want it. And we're going to get into this bye week coming up here in a second, but right now we will be right back on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Optum Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it, good.
Get it, got it, good.
Get it, got it, good.
Hoggers.
Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with Mobile Pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parkers, and Optum Orthopedics. All right, so you got a bye week right before the playoffs start. You know, not too long ago, y'all just had a bye week.
Right.
So what was it? Bye week, game, bye week, basically?
Yep.
What's the plan going into this week, being, you know, you just had one, and is there still any specific areas that you noticed based off of, you know, the gameplay this week that you really want to try to get dialed in and cleaned up before that first playoff appearance?
Yeah, I mean, so we're going to treat this bye week kind of like we did our last one, give the guys some time off. They have Monday off. They'll have Thursday afternoon and Friday off. You know, I thought it was important to give those guys some time to not only recover but be refreshed when they come back in next week, excuse me, into the playoffs for round one. But we did, we're practicing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning, you know, try and keep that routine as much as possible.
Yeah.
And then we use this days for extra prep. You know, last bye week, we use stuff that we can work on ourselves, you know, with some self-scout stuff and things that we can work on. But we really use these few extra days for game prep and, you know, have it, you know, try and gain an advantage with our days of preparation. And, the guys are really, you know, did a really good job with understanding that idea and then knowing next week that we're going to get back in a routine of things. So we've had, you know, 2 days of really physical practice. You know, tomorrow morning we'll focus a lot on our special teams. You know, we'll practice at 6:30 a.m. and then make sure that any academics that we need to get caught up or anything, you know, we do that Thursday afternoon or Friday. But we're really looking forward to, you know, improving in certain areas. You know, like I said earlier, we got to make sure we, you know, secure onside kicks, you know, when they're kicked at us. Yeah. We got to make sure that we line up correctly in certain situations. We just got to be aware of those things and be football savvy, have a really good football IQ and understand, like, in certain situations, this is what needs to be done. And our guys really got to, you know, focus on those things. You know, like I said, we're in the playoffs now. We can't make those mistakes. If you make mistakes against really good teams in the playoffs, they'll capitalize on them, and that's where it comes to.
They'll make you pay.
And it comes to bite you. And we can't do that. So we really got to focus on the little things and play our best football.
Yeah, and it's not even, you know, they got here based on their talent. But, you know, one of the things that I like when you were talking about, you know, just getting the mind football ready is just, you know, taking the week to get your body and, you know, your mind just physically ready to go and play like it is the last game of the season. For some of these guys, you know, play like it's the last game of your career.
Right.
You know, play with everything on the line and just, you know, go out there, have fun and make good decisions. And that's a good, it's a good break balance to, you know, give them a good balance of mental and physical restoration for the week. So I'm glad it's coming at this time and really pumped about getting into it and getting through it and seeing how they're going to be able to attack it week one. Cause you know, I haven't seen them, but I've heard that our running back is pretty special. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that, that lights out defense, goes after that one. The team is, in case anyone out there doesn't know, it's a Winder Barrow. Besides the running back and what was his name? I don't remember, but besides him, what else do you know about that team that you're kind of taking into account to prepare for?
Yeah. I mean, one thing that they want to do, they want to spread the football out a little bit and, you know, really use their run game. You know, they're going to try and spread a defense out, use the run game. And the running back is really good. Dowdy is his last name.
Okay. Yeah. Couldn't think of it.
He's a really good running back. Got 1800 plus yards on the season. And he's a bigger back. So we got to be physical. We've got to make sure that we fit up in our right gaps and, you know, make sure we tackle well. You know, that's one of the things with a back that size and a hard runner as he is, we've got to make sure that we put a hat on him and know where he's at on the field. They got a big offensive line. And then defensively, they can get in some odd fronts and, you know, they'll slide down to an even front sometimes. So it's nothing that we haven't seen before. Like I said, in the past, we just got to communicate. That's got to be the biggest thing up front for our offensive line. You know, they got some really good players. They play in a region with Jackson County, Habersham Central, Clark Central, and Winder Barrow. And, you know, those are the four teams that made the playoffs out of their region. So we've got to do a really good job of knowing the opportunity that we have to be in the playoffs. You know, there's only 32 teams that make the playoffs. You know, there's a lot of teams that are sitting at home right now. And the question to our guys is, you know, what are we going to do to sacrifice for our team, you know, while other people are at home? You know, we've got an opportunity right now to keep playing. So we've got to make sure that we do everything we can and do all the little things right so that we can take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah, and it's like with them, they're coming here, they're playing us with the seeding, but they have such a, you know, their region is fairly pretty good, and the seeding is kind of based off of how good the region is, I guess, you know, when how good their region is how good they seed in the region, and which leaves them a lower seed because they've got a really tough schedule up there. But the thing is they've still got to come down here and they've got to play between the bricks. It's exciting. The first round for sure. Hopefully the second at home, coming off a region title, the momentum that's got to be carried into that. It's got to be really exciting to have. How is the momentum feeling like throughout? You know, they've had, you know, Monday, Tuesday, today's Wednesday. How's the momentum feeling in that locker room right now, getting prepped up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Monday when I spoke to the team, you know, during fourth block, you know, congratulating them on being region champs because, you know, make sure that they knew, you know, that goal was accomplished, but there's still another goal on the table, and then we got to take it one game at a time. But yeah, there's momentum built up for these guys, and you know that showed really in Tuesday and Wednesday's practice. It was very physical. You know, even though it's a bye week, you know, our guys were excited to get back on the grass and get better. I think they took advantage of those opportunities that we've had. Like I said before, you know, nothing's guaranteed. You know, this bye week's guaranteed, and you have 1 week in the playoffs right now, one game right now that's guaranteed. So if you want another week, you got to win. And, you know, are you going to do what it takes to win? And you know, our coaches are doing a really good job of laying that out about what it takes, you know, making sure we're keeping our body hydrated, make sure we're taking care of it, make sure we're studying the playbook, make sure we're watching film. All of those little things, you know, are very important at this time.
Yeah, and we'll get into a couple more questions and just kind of wrap it up on that. Real quick, I just want to remind everyone that you're listening to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Throughout, you know, you're just kind of getting into what you were saying to the team and all, what has your main message been to your players going into this week, and not as much going into the week, but just you're entering playoff mode now. The mindset is it's playoff now. What's your message been to these guys in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had non-region schedule, we've had region season. Now it's the playoffs,
yeah.
You know, so now we're in the last phase of, you know, our program and where we want to be in our season. And it's win or go home, you know, and for our seniors and those guys, you know, they want to be good leaders and show these guys how to do it the right way. They've been a part of some teams that have made the playoffs every single year. So we've got to make sure that we do something different, you know, make sure we're staying focused. Like I keep on harping on the little things, like we got to do those things right, you know, so they don't come back and become bigger things later. And like I said to our team, we'll keep playing as long as y'all guys want to. And, you know, we've got to come out every single day and attack the day. We've got to make sure that we take advantage of our opportunity at practice. And like I said, all our best football should be in front of us.
Yeah.
Because there's still mistakes that we've left from even the last game. And if we can clean those mistakes up and make sure we play a penalty-free game, you know, and make sure that we're doing what we're coached to do, you know, our guys go out and execute, you know, ain't no telling what we can do, you know, and our guys have really got to understand that and really put forth that effort and stay in focus. You know, that's the mindset that we've got to have now, is that now we're chasing a state championship and we got to take it one game at a time. We can't look at round two. We can't look at who we match up with or whatever.
Bracket at all.
Yeah, we've got to just make sure that we handle business, you know, in between the bricks, you know, next Friday night, November 14th, and make sure we take care of it.
And that's one of those things where I was – coming into here when I was, you know, getting my questions together, it was one of those things where about 2 bye weeks within 3 weeks is a good and a bad in my, like, mind. And I was trying to, like, figure out how to really phrase it, because it is – football games is more of, like, mental than practice. It's – you're in the mindset, you're in there, and you're – you find your mistakes in those play. But on the other hand, being able to have the time at this crucial moment at the end of the season to be able to, you know, fine tune the things that you've noticed all season, it's a give and a take. You know, you're having a lot of non-football contact, like gameplay, but you're also having that extra time to really lock in and try to put the best, like, attention towards what needs it most, so you're at your best when you get to the playoffs. So I'm excited, and I know you and the whole team's looking forward to it. One last question. You know, it's a bye week coming up, but I still got to ask it. Coach, what is your message to Pirate Nation this week? It could be something from last week or this coming week. Just what do you want to say to the Pirate Nation this week?
I mean, they've been with us all season long, you know, and even the last game, we really honored our seniors, you know, and, mm-hmm. and one guy that, you know, I want to make sure I say his name again is Michael Ellis, you know, that should be playing with us right now. We lost him his freshman year, but we honored him and his family, you know, just like he was still with us, and he is still with us in spirit, you know, and, you know, playing that game and the way it turned out, winning a region championship, you know, that makes all the hard work that these guys have put in well. And I just appreciate everything Pirate Nation is doing, and keep supporting us and keep following us into the playoffs. You know, we do have a home game November 14th, 7:30 in between the bricks. And we need all Pirates to show up and be loud and support these guys, because, you know, this is a really special group of kids and a really special coaching staff, and all the support that is needed. You know, let's show the Pirate pride, you know, that's around the city, and come out and support this team.
Yeah, get out there and support these Pirates as they are chasing that state championship title. But that'll wrap us up for this week. Thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Region Championship Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week throughout the playoffs right here. And I'm Cameron Miller, signing off.